All right, well, let's take a snapshot. How are you feeling today with what happened last night, with where you are in the campaign? How are you feeling right now as a member of this group?
It was a rough night, not gonna lie. It was kind of a long shot anyway. There's people who had varying feelings, expectations. For me, I feel like it's been kind of a long shot, probably since March 15th when our primary was. I thought we were going to do better in, like Ohio and just some of the other states that went then, Illinois. But, my feelings right now are we've known, or at least a lot of us have known, that this is kind of a long-term thing, and I was kind of bracing for this already. So it hasn't hit me quite as hard. There is sort of this, some people are kind of having sort of this aversion to, there's like a lot of the Hillary camp are kind of like, get over it, get on our side, you don't want, Trump as president kind of thing. And I don't feel like there's a lot of empathy. They say things like, well, if Bernie won, I'd be supporting him, but that you're telling me that as a, they're telling us that as sort of a hardline Democrat who's going to support whoever the nominee was. And a lot of Hillary supporters will say, oh, I really like Bernie and his ideas, but the opposite isn't true. A lot of the Bernie supporters aren't dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. So them telling us so they would get on board, it doesn't mean a whole lot, because that's not, they're not, a lot of our Bernie supporters are new to the political process or would consider themselves independents. So that's not a solid reason for voting. And I think a lot of us feel like the main argument coming out of the Hillary supporters is vote against Trump. Well, that's not a ringing endorsement for a candidate, as they're not another person. There's sort of fracturing going on. I'm hoping that my hope is that we're going to move forward as on progressive issues and supporting candidates locally. That's kind of where our group is heading. So we're working towards becoming a 501c4, hoping that, helping to recruit and train progressive candidates, identify, evaluate other candidates that are running to see if we want to support them. We don't have a lot of money, but we do have manpower and people who are skilled at, have some experience and skills at canvassing and phone banking that we could offer. And a lot of our volunteers have other skills that are helpful, like web design and communications, that kind of thing that we could offer candidates, and hopefully we can kind of gain influence like that. And so we kind of want to start, we've been encouraging our members to try to become Democratic committee men and committee women. It's kind of like the base voting level within the Democratic Party. I went to the state Democratic State Committee meeting, I guess that was about a month ago, and they were voting on their PLEO delegates, like pledged elected official delegates. So Bernie, I think, got, three, and Hillary got four. And so they split up, there's 64 members on the state committee, and they split up into two rooms to caucus. So out of the 64, there were 12 Bernie supporters, and making up the state committee. And, our primary went 50-50, essentially, so you'd hope that the breakdown of the state committee would be a little more even. And so I think our goal is to, we've kind of realized that there are a lot more progressives here than we realized. I kind of felt a little bit alone in my political leanings, but Bernie's kind of showed me that I've met a lot of great people since this happened, and we've formed sort of a community, and we know that we're not alone now, and we're heavily underrepresented within the Democratic Party and the political system as a whole. And so now our goal is to remedy that.
That sort of begs the question for me is, should Bernie have run as a Democrat?
He did pretty well, right? So yeah, I mean, running as an independent, he's trying to be pragmatic. Hillary keeps playing the card of she knows how to get things done. It's pragmatic, but Bernie realized that third-party independent runs, it was going to be difficult to do it in the first place. And he's caucused with the Democrats for so long, it's, I mean, he just doesn't doesn't want to label himself as such, and I think a lot of people feel that way. I mean, it's something like 50% of Americans identify as independent now.
So what I'm hearing from you too is that you've learned and grown and realized that there is a place in politics for progressives and a place in politics for younger voters, and it may not be within the Democratic Party, or it might.
I hope it's within the Democratic Party personally. I feel like starting over from nothing, from scratch, is going to be way more difficult. And I feel like the Democratic Party that I've read of in history books was a lot more in line with my current beliefs, you know, in the era of like FDR, that kind of those kind of policies are a lot of what Bernie's talking about. And I'd like to see it move back that way. And I think I'd like to see our members get involved within the Democratic Party. There's a lot of people, Bernie supporters, who feel that the whether rightly or not, that the system was unfair, was a bias against Bernie. And I think there's quite a bit of evidence to say that that's true. But I mean, at this point, it sounds like sour grapes to say, you know, these elections and primaries weren't fair.
And what do you think of his sentiment right now that he's going to fight on to the convention?
I'm a little torn on that. I feel like part of me feels like it's sort of just to make sure that he has leverage to get good concessions. And I'd love to see that because I feel like we've shown that there's a huge support for his policies. I mean, for a lot of Bernie supporters to get on board with Hillary, we're going to need some serious concessions. And I feel like that it's sort of just leveraging for that. Now, I think that they could do some of that before the. I think they should do some of this, you know, negotiating before the convention, so that people can start getting on board if it's going to happen or not. But I think right now it's just, to me, it feels a little bit like posturing. I don't. I also feel like he's kind of hedging his bets a little bit, perhaps in case Hillary does get indicted for, you know, if that happens, you know, like he'd still be viable and hadn't conceded, so.
That's interesting, right? I talked to a Republican national strategist today who said that he thinks that Bernie is actually helping Trump right now, that Bernie is doing more damage to the Democratic prospects than you know, or not doing more, but just doing damage, and that they're thankful for that because Trump is not helping his own case some.
Right.
But they're that Bernie's actually helping. What do you think of that?
You know, I think I don't think I think the situation may be helping Trump, but I don't think that that's Bernie's fault. My feeling is that the Democratic Party in general, along with Hillary, haven't been welcoming to the Bernie supporters, and there's sort of this antagonization going on right now. And I feel like that's causing this rift, whereas if there was more of a welcoming feeling, right now it's sort of like you're either with us no matter what as a Democrat, or you're not one of us, and it feels like we're not being welcomed in. And I don't think that that's Bernie's fault. I just feel like it's sort of the situation.